From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson with your headlines for Thursday, January 5th. With California now under a state of emergency due to the incoming winter storms, state officials are urging Californians to stay off the roads for non-essential trips. At a briefing yesterday morning, they offered tips for those who do have to make a trip in the storm. Sean Dury is with the California Highway Patrol.
Check your tires. Make sure you have significant tread, that you can travel safely and your tires are inflated properly. If you live in a snowy area, either carry chains with you or have studded tires.
He also says it's a good idea to drive slowly, increase your stopping distance, and check your windshield wipers. And Dury says if you encounter standing water, turn around, because 1 foot of water is all it takes for a vehicle to start to float. 2 people were found dead in or near submerged vehicles in southern Sacramento County following this past weekend's storm. As winter storms continue to dump rain and snow across the North State, Chico's unhoused residents are left with few ways to get out of the rain. At a city-sanctioned campsite for unhoused residents, Kristen James wrapped her tent poles with duct tape.
I'm putting the duct tape on my poles because, like, when the wind hits, when it hits hard, it breaks them. So I'm putting duct tape on them to secure them so that way it won't, because these ones broke.
James's tent flooded after recent storms, ruining many of her clothes and forcing her to move to another part of the campsite. The site is on the corner of Cohasset and Eaton Roads. The ground is cold, hard dirt littered with potholes filled with rain. A resident said one entrance to the camp goes through a ditch that often floods with water. The city of Chico says it will not open temporary warming shelters during the day. Through a partnership with Safe Space Winter Shelter, there are beds available overnight. People can find help at the Safe Space Intake Center at 2300 Fair Street. But Safe Space Executive Director Hillary Crosby said in an email that the group's emergency overnight shelter is almost at capacity, with a few overflow beds available if needed. At the city-sanctioned campground, unhoused resident Ashley Threewitt says people at the site are in need of supplies to help weather the storms.
People are attempting to dig their own trenches, and they're doing the best that they can, but sometimes it's not working when we're in a flood warning. They can only do so much, and some of the people who live here are disabled, which makes it even more challenging.
She says pallets would be helpful to get people off the cold, wet ground.
Sandbags would help to sort of divert the water away.
Threewitt says they are also in need of stoves and heaters to keep warm. The Sacramento Municipal Utility District is warning that power outages will likely accompany this week's intense storms. The utility predicts outages could be worse than those that followed on New Year's Eve, when more than 180,000 customers lost power. Losing electricity can be especially dangerous, even life-threatening, for people who are power-dependent for things like breathing or mobility. Jordan Davis with Disability Rights California says people who rely on power to survive will need to be prepared.
If you're the disabled person, making sure you have at least a list of some folks that you can reach out to that say, you know, they'll be there for you in these kind of scenarios.
Davis adds people with loved ones who live in congregate settings should check with the management of those facilities about their emergency plans. Heavy snow is expected in the Tahoe area for the next couple of days. Up to 2 feet is predicted at the highest elevations. That's on top of last weekend's storm that dumped up to 4 feet of snow throughout the Sierra. Andrew Schwartz is with the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab in Soda Springs near Donner Lake. He compares the impressive snowfall to a promising sports victory.
We scored a touchdown in the first quarter of the football game. But anybody that watches football can tell you a lot can happen in 3 quarters, right? So we're really happy. It's not looking like it's going to change. And there's also the benefit that it's a lot more widespread this year rather than hyper kind of localized to Donner Summit.
Statewide, California's snowpack is at 174% of historical average for this year, the third best measurement in the past 40 years. But experts say more storms will be needed to officially end California's drought. Deadly flooding this week in Sacramento County highlights California's aging network of flood control projects, including levees, some in greater need of repair than others. More than $25 billion in funding is needed to get the system properly updated in the coming decades, according to the state's own Central Valley Flood Protection Plan. CalMatters water reporter Alistair Bland has a new article out that looks at the issue. He spoke with Cap Radio's Randall White about what he found.
Alistair, millions of Californians throughout the state live in a floodplain. Where is this issue most evident?
The Sacramento River and the San Joaquin River are the rivers that have the greatest capacity to flood, and that's because they drain very large areas. The Sacramento River drains the foothills of the Sierra, the Cascades, the Coast Range, and then the San Joaquin River drains the high Sierras, and there's a lot of snow up there in good years. But then if rain falls on that snow, or for some reason it all melts at once, you could potentially get a huge flood. In those valleys, there's estimated to be 1.3 million people at risk.
But state officials feel confident that the system in place currently will hold over the next week or so of incoming storms?
Yeah, the Department of Water Resources has said that they are confident that their flood protection system, mostly of levees and bypasses, has capacity to contain the water that they see coming into the system in the next week or so.
What are experts saying needs to be done to improve the system or even get it up to speed for the types of storms we could see come in with climate change?
Well, the levee system is old. A lot of these levees were not built to withstand the types of floods that we now see coming. And they've been burrowed into by animals, and they've eroded, and they've broken in places and been repaired. So the work that needs to be done is basically making them higher, making them stronger, reinforcing them, things like that.
How about purposely flooding some areas? Is that part of the plan too?
Yeah, so restoring floodplains is now recognized as a very effective way to reduce the magnitude of floods in other areas of the same system.
What's the urgency level right now for getting these levees up to speed?
The state and federal flood managers have been talking about a terrible flood for a long time. And even as recently as a month ago, state flood officials released an updated Central Valley Flood Protection Plan. And so this has been talked about year after year, and they're working on improving the levees. But then all of a sudden, a huge flood can arrive. And so clearly, work can't be done fast enough.
Is there potential funding in place for projects of this size?
The state is spending about $48 million per year to maintain and upgrade its levee system. But they've estimated that they really need somewhere around $5 billion per year. The official estimate is $25 to $30 billion over a 30-year period to protect against the worst case possible flooding.
And the worst case possible flooding could look like what?
A paper came out last year from Daniel Swain at UCLA. That paper warned of the possibility of a storm that lands on top of the state and basically doesn't move for 30 days and drops as much as a meter of rain and inundates the Central Valley for weeks and causes $1 trillion of damage.
CalMatters water reporter Alistair Bland speaking with Cap Radio's Randall White. The article being discussed was co-written by CalMatters environment reporter Julie Cart. And those are your headlines for Thursday, January 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.